Yeah, and I mean, what is your view on, you know, those mass big publishers, you know, the ones who've got the big novels coming out every single year? Do you think they're actually written by those big novel authors, or do you think they've got a team of writers working on them?
I'm not sure exactly. I think that I think what they will certainly have a big team working on is the sales and marketing side. The writing side, I'm not so sure about, but the focus does tend to be sales.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. And now that you're in business, you obviously were working freelance for a long time and as an employee as well. What do you find is the biggest surprise in running your business?
Well, the biggest pleasant surprise I've had has been the tremendous input and feedback that I've had from other people. We have, for example, a section on our website that has it's all pieces by writers who are published and who are working about how they write. So people who are struggling to get started, or they have no idea what to write about, or how people who are out there doing it go about it. And I've had some fantastic people writing that, and also feedback from people who've used the service, who've come to the site. And when we put the site together, my brother Jonathan Gould designed and built it. What we wanted it to be was an experience for writers. We didn't just want to have a purely business dry approach. So we put things like... I did a literature master's at university, and I got really fed up with the way that so many texts got sort of hijacked by academics, so that the only people who would read them would be academics and who would write these terribly dry pieces about them, so that everybody would think they were thoroughly boring. And so I created this character called the Critic S, and under that pseudonym, although it's no longer a pseudonym now, I've sort of wondered who it really is. But I wrote about female writers who I think are fantastic. I wrote about their lives. They tend to all be dead. It's people like Zelda Fitzgerald and Dorothy Parker and Elizabeth Smart, who are these incredible, incredible writers, and had these... like colourful is putting it mildly, lives. So writing about those, and we looked at ways that we could actually to encourage people, and as I say, to give them an experience rather than just feel like we were selling a service. Mm. So we have stuff like a problem page that people can send in if they're the dreaded writer's block, or their husband doesn't seem to realise that doing the dishes isn't the best place to be creative, and other writers can sort of contribute things like that.
Yeah, and you've got tip of the day as well, which is great.
Yes.
For inspiring new ideas. Because obviously you can have that notion where you want to write, and then you're thinking, well, what's my subject matter? But then you just, you know, go through your tips every day and use them as kind of exercise, kind of launch pads, and it's real good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I know I don't write fiction myself. I write quite a lot of non-fiction. And I know that, yeah, that feeling of sitting there thinking, you've got all these words in your head, but I have no idea how to start getting them onto the page. And if you have somebody who gives you, say, an idea, it gets your imagination rolling. We have lessons up there as well that people can download, and the big thing that I always stress with writers is that when you're starting out in particular, or even if you've been writing for years and you get a kind of block, just don't feel self-conscious about what you're putting down on paper. Just write anything that comes into your head. You know, right, whether it's something completely ridiculous or it's about something you saw in the supermarket that day, whatever, just keep going, just keep, because it sparks your imagination.
That's right. They're a bit like kind of warm-up exercises, like
yeah,
exactly. If you're in the gym.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.